For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. The Rise for Climate Arts Tour came to the Veterans Memorial Building in Ukiah yesterday. It was the third stop in an effort to build support and make art for the September 8th Climate March in San Francisco. I talked with one artist on the tour who has big plans for a really big mural.
Hello, I'm Kata Elizabeth Romo. I am currently making a makeshift apron to get ready for some screen printing. We brought three big screens that have the designs already in them, and some high schoolers that we have visiting from Instilling Goodness Schools are going to choose the design. So we have some screen printing and banner painting going on right now. In an hour, we're going to do some poetry and song leading workshops, and at the end of the day, I'm going to lead street mural outside. We are kind of practicing street mural skills on our arts tour, and that's in preparation for the September 8th March on Climate in San Francisco. And so we're going to have 50 groups that are doing 37 feet wide murals. So it's going to look pretty amazing, and each group is coming up with visual images that answer the question, what is your solution to climate issues through the local work that you're doing?
David Solnit of 350.org said he spent years in a variety of climate and social justice movements before he decided to use art as a means of activism.
We weren't compellingly reaching people and needed the arts to tell our stories and believe that whether or not we win positive changes and can protect our community and our climate depends on whose story wins. And we lived through the last 30 years, 40 years, where the fossil fuel industry has known that climate change will happen if they keep extracting and burning fossil fuels, but they promoted a story that says that's not the case or we're not sure. So I believe that if we want our stories that, you know, climate change is real, it's human caused, it impacts our communities as we're experiencing right now, that we have to become powerful storytellers, and that the arts, you know, radio, film, painting, visual arts, dance, theater, music are the most powerful ways to tell stories, that we understand the world through narrative and, you know, not just intellectually, but also in our heart and our gut. And so if we want to win, we have to become powerful artists. And these are all skills that everyone has the capacity for.
I made my way past people in various stages of screen printing images to talk with some of the peace poets. They're a hip-hop group from the Bronx that's in the vanguard of contemporary movement music.
Peace family, my name is Frankie.
Peace, I'm the last MC.
Hey everybody, my name is Lou Aya.
And what are you guys going to do today?
So we're part of a group called the Peace Poets, all the way from the Bronx, New York. And we are here with the Rise Tour, gathering communities to sing and to bring a song to the movement as well. So we'll be leading a song, leading workshop.
We've been here in California for about 10 days now, and just began 3 days ago the Rise Arts Tour. And the Rise Arts Tour is lifting up the action on September 8th, as well as teaching songs that people will be able to sing for that action, and making visual art that people will be able to unveil and beautify our moments.
What are some other events that you've done similar work for?
So one of the biggest climate actions, we used one of the songs that Lou Aya wrote, which is called The Voice of My Great-Granddaughter, where folks were occupying the street near Wall Street, or on Wall Street. But there have been other issues, especially around auctions, foreclosure, and folks wanting to remind the system that these are actual people, mothers, fathers, children losing their homes. And so one of the earliest songs that actually spread out was called Mr. Auction, or Listen Auctioneer. And this was a song that people sung in courtrooms to interrupt the proceedings of foreclosures happening.
Yeah. Alicia Littletree Bales of the Mendocino Environmental Center and KMEC Radio talked about why she thought it was so important to bring the tour to Ukiah right now.
One of the things, though, that I feel is really central to why they had to come to Ukiah is one of the reasons we didn't even want to go outside to do this interview, which is that we are living in the middle of the climate crisis right now, that Ukiah and Mendocino and Lake counties are ground zero for this climate crisis. And what we're experiencing is this isn't going to be an inconvenience. This isn't going to be something that just, you know, maybe delays our work for a couple of days. This is going to be something that is catastrophic that we're dealing with all the time. And I've been encouraging people to think about images from our experience. Right now, some of those images are flames reaching toward the sky, a gray, you know, gray air, gray sky, blackened hills, people who've lost everything. And then think about what happens to the environment as well. And, you know, there's not going to be a time when this isn't our reality from here on out. And we need to, as a community, come together and demand a better future than this.
Well, that said, it seems like we should probably scurry inside and hide from the smoke.
Right, and like put our masks back on.
I couldn't make it to the Peace Poets concert, but they gave me a sense of what I missed.
The people gonna rise like the water. We're gonna calm this crisis down. I hear the voice of my great-granddaughter saying keep it in the ground. The people gonna rise like the water. We're gonna calm this crisis down. I hear the voice of my great-granddaughter saying keep it in the ground.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright.